Alberta Infrastructure is no longer pursuing a public-private partnership to build the ambulatory care building that is part of the Red Deer Hospital redevelopment project. The update came after former Alberta Medical Association President Dr. Paul Parks raised concerns on X on Wednesday about the province pausing the expansion project and requesting new contract bids. But Benji Smith, press secretary with the Infrastructure Minister's Office, said claims that the Red Deer Hospital redevelopment is on hold are not true. He said the ambulatory care building was put forward as a potential public-private partnership, P3, and recently it was determined it would not proceed as a P3 and instead transition to a design-build model. One of the main determining factors when choosing to go down the path for a P3 is value for money. In this case, we went to procurement, received proposals, and the value for money was not there. This is all part of the P3 process and is proof that the process works, Smith said in a statement. Work is already underway to begin the new procurement process for this project, and we will have more to say as it develops. The contract to build the ambulatory care building using a private-public partnership, P3, delivery model was expected to be awarded next month, with construction beginning in June 2025 and an estimated completion of 2029. Although the private sector builds almost all public infrastructure through competitive bidding on government projects, P3s go beyond just the construction phase to include financing and/or long-term operations. The ambulatory care building will be home to outpatient programs and services, and is one of two projects included in the expansion. Last spring, Alberta Infrastructure called P3s a proven commodity, and that the ambulatory care portion of the hospital project showed value for money and was approved to move forward as a P3. Chris Galloway, Friends of Medicare Executive Director, recalled the government announcing its plans even though P3s have a long track record of not working and costing more. "This is a project that's long overdue. If they had just done it with the design-build model to start with, the way we've successfully built all sorts of hospitals and public infrastructure, it would be further underway," Galloway said. He was glad the government reversed its decision, but should keep Albertans informed instead of reacting to information after it's revealed by someone else. "At a time when the government is under scrutiny for their contracts and transparency, I would hope they would be more proactive in telling Albertans and folks in Red Deer what's going on with the hospital that they own." Galloway said the government needs to stop looking to private interests for healthcare infrastructure or delivery and just deliver the healthcare Albertans need and the facilities to do that. Alberta New Democrat Shadow Minister for Infrastructure Jasveer Deal said the UCP's story on the construction of the Red Deer Hospital keeps changing. "While this UCP government is in the midst of their corrupt care scandal, Albertans cannot trust the UCP's procurement process for any project. If we're going down the path of a design-build approach, Albertans will have a lot of questions on who will be chosen for this contract," said Deal, in a statement. The other part of Red Deer Hospital's redevelopment includes the new patient tower, centralized power plant, and expansion and renovation of the hospital. Smith said for that part, managed by Clark Builders, early site work is complete, demolition of the annex building will begin shortly, and construction of the new patient tower is already underway.